This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here is 855-450 free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got, as I said, you can call in here. You can bring up anything. We're just being stunned by some of these numbers out of the cryptocurrency world. Been talking a lot about Bitcoin and crypto here tonight. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio for this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Just today, apparently, maybe even tonight, the total market capitalization, the total value of all cryptocurrencies in existence, now over $300 billion U.S. dollars. And the most stunning part about that, because, you know, those are just numbers, $200 billion, when the total market capitalization hit $200 billion, which was a big deal, that happened less than 3 weeks ago. It was this month. It was like November 9th when it hit $200 billion. Now, the first time it hit $100 billion was back in June, so it took a little bit to get from $100 billion to $200 billion, but it took 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, to get from $200 to $300 billion. Now, obviously, there's no guarantee that this particular trend is going to continue. But if you look at the full, you know, if you go to coinmarketcap.com/charts, it's the first chart that you see there. You look at the history of the total value of all these cryptos. 2017 was the year so far for cryptocurrency, because up until like mid-2017, you know, it was somewhere around $10 billion or maybe $40 billion at the most. Total. And then it just starts going up like a mountain. I mean, it just looks huge. And there's no sign that it's going to be slowing down, because whether Bitcoin succeeds or fails, or whether Ethereum or Dash or Monero succeeds or fails, that's all immaterial. The question of cryptocurrency, is that going to succeed? Sure looks like a success from here. And if it keeps gathering steam, if it keeps gathering users and more options out there in the marketplace competing, and there's over 1,000 cryptocurrencies competing right now for that $300 billion, I don't see how this is going away anytime soon. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Frank in Hubbard Lake, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Yeah. I got a question for you, but as far as the run-up on Bitcoin here in this last week,
yes, sir.
I'm figuring it's because the old Washington Crusties finally cleared their throat and said, "I object, what's going on here?" And then it got a little media blip, and everybody that hadn't been notified is now going,
Are you saying that it was the big bankers who were complaining that got people interested?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it obviously disrupted Washington, because you got a fart out of the old boys. But the question I have is that the Bitcoin was first, and obviously the fees are getting kind of obtuse.
Yep.
And then we got a fork off, which is what, the Bitcoin Cash. And
Bitcoin
now we got
Cash.
A new fork off, which is the Bitcoin,
Bitcoin
Gold.
Gold. Yep.
Right? All right. Well, anything that's spawned off of the illegitimate trunk, I kind of have a leery feeling about. But this Dash and what's the name of the other two that are above them on the top five there? Or
number two right now is Ethereum, and then number four, I think, is Ripple.
Number two is Ethereum.
Yeah.
So that has gotten in between Bitcoin and Cash?
For a little bit, Bitcoin Cash had passed Ethereum when Bitcoin Cash had a big run-up a couple of weeks ago. But Ethereum has been number two for quite a while. It's been a solid number two.
I guess I got a question that a lot of people would like the response to is,
sure,
what makes the Ethereum and what did you say the other one was?
Ripple.
Ripple. What makes the Ripple and the Ethereum above board of the Dash?
Well, I have no idea. There's so many different competing currencies out there. Ethereum isn't even as much of a currency as it is a platform. Ethereum. So if you think about Bitcoin as this sort of decentralized form of money, my understanding of Ethereum is it's like a decentralized programming platform, meaning that the Ethereum network actually runs programming code in the form of what they call smart contracts. And with these smart contracts, they can do things that are different and more intricate than Bitcoin can. So Ethereum has kind of a different use case entirely than many of the other cryptos.
Would this theoretically be a little harder to capture than what has happened to the Bitcoin?
I'm not sure if I understand what you mean by harder to capture.
Well, evidently they've got this big money buyout on all the miners, and they're trying to gain some kind of corporate big money control.
No, okay, so in Bitcoin, the conspiracy theory behind the Bitcoin core and why things are so bad is because this company called Blockstream has bought out the programmers, basically, of Bitcoin core and is throwing all this money around. The miners are a different group. They are separate from the programmers. The miners are the people who kind of keep the Bitcoin network together and, keep the, basically, they by doing the mining, they're putting the transactions, they're verifying the transactions, and they're storing them in the blocks, which appear on the blockchain, which is the distributed public ledger that is the guts of the Bitcoin universe.
All right, back to the original statement, is the Ethereum theoretically have more speed bumps to get in the way of piracy and takeover and such?
I don't know what the governance structure of Ethereum is, so I don't. Even though I've purchased some Ethereum at time in the past, I don't intimately know exactly how it's run compared to Bitcoin. So that's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
I heard the girls talking up the Dash earlier, and what is the price structure on this top six here? You know, what's each one selling for?
Well, okay, so anybody that has the internet can go to coinmarketcap.com. You can see right now Bitcoin, the dominant player with $161 billion market cap, the current price of a Bitcoin at $9,671. Below that, you've got Ethereum, which has a $45 billion market cap, so about a third of the market cap of Bitcoin. The price of an Ethereum is $473.
I think you said Bitcoin was priced at $900 per unit.
Did I? $9,671.
Yeah, it's pretty near 10 grand.
Right. It could cross 10 grand tonight at this rate. Below that, you got Bitcoin Cash at number 3 with a $28.7 billion market cap at a price of $1,709. And then you start getting down into the smaller players like Ripple with about $9.6 billion, Bitcoin Gold with $6 billion, Dash with $4.8 billion. So as technologically advanced as Dash might be, it doesn't have the network effect that Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash do. Bitcoin Cash, the instant it came out back in August, I mean, Dash has been around since, I think, 2014, but Bitcoin Cash has only been around since August, but yet it's number 3 because when they started that, it forked from the original Bitcoin, and so it started with an installed user base, a tremendous, it had the same user base as Bitcoin did at that point, and the same thing with Bitcoin Gold, so that's why Bitcoin Gold all of a sudden started.
Which one of these old dogs was the first one on the stump? How much of this has to do with longevity?
Yeah, the reason why Bitcoin is so popular is because it was the first one, and it had a head start on all the rest of them.
I know that much. I'm talking about the underplayers.
Oh, I don't know. Was Ripple around before Ethereum? I feel like it might have been, but I don't know.
I don't know either, but it seems like it. Seems like I've been hearing the name Ripple quite a while.
Everything I ever hear about Ripple is a turnoff to me. I've heard that Ripple is designed around banks. And apparently the guy who one of the headlines that came out recently is the New York regulator, the guy that made all these headlines in New York State. He's a bureaucrat, works for the state. Ben Lawsky is his name. This guy has apparently joined the board, I believe the board of directors of Ripple. So they brought one of the most evil anti-freedom people and put him on their board of directors. So to me,
holy cow.
Yeah, to me, that's a huge red flag. I mean, it may be, as far as an investment is concerned, some people have done very well with Ripple, obviously, but I don't want to put my money that I control into a cryptocurrency that is, I think, corrupt. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you. But yeah, check out, you would probably enjoy looking at CoinMarketCap.com. One of their competitors is CoinCap.io. They're great lists of that'll show you at any given moment the prices of literally over 1,000 different cryptocurrencies. I thank you for the call tonight. Very handy information. It's fun to watch and see, you know, who's in the top 10? And then what about all the rest of them? Is, you know, one of them going to rise up someday? Who knows?
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Lots of cryptocurrency discussion tonight, as you might expect, given the fact that Bitcoin is flirting with $10,000 per coin price. It's right now at around $9,678. What? Last night, I think it was like 8,800 or something like that. Like, we were talking about it's going to cross 9,000. Now it's about to cross 10,000, and it's been like a day since then. So it's incredible to watch this happen with the total market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies combined worldwide, over $300 billion as of today, another record high. It's fun to watch and interesting to speculate about the future as we continue with your calls and thoughts. But I do want to invite you to get your holiday shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to online stores like Walmart, where when you enter through our link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You might as well start at shop.freetalklive.com and get your holiday shopping done. Don't even bother with the parking lots and the hassles and the real-life stuff when you can just do it online at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, we've got Venkman on the line calling from FEMA District 9. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
The Commonwealth of FEMA Region 9.
Okay.
Ian. Good evening, gentlemen. Listen, really, really exciting times with cryptocurrency here.
Yeah.
I kind of liken this to the early 90s when the Internet was first kind of becoming of age, and you had Prodigy and AOL and numerous other dial-up Internet service providers. That was kind of the birth of this information sharing. And I really look at cryptocurrency as being kind of that equivalent now in terms of currency. So very exciting times. But one thing that I've kind of accepted is that this is a long-term play. I don't look at it as in terms of an investment. I know some people may.
Mm.
I look at it as supporting fundamental beliefs that is cryptocurrency and what that means for freedom throughout the world. And so I don't do a lot of trading. I have basically created a cold wallet. For those people that don't know, cold wallet is basically just a private key, public key pair of your Bitcoin address that is completely offline. It's just printed and you store it somewhere safe. And it's probably one of the more safer ways to store cryptocurrency. It's not very convenient, but it certainly is more safe than keeping it on an electronic device.
Well, generally, convenience involves risk, right? So the less convenient it is, the more safe it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And so when it comes to these forks, I did participate in the Bitcoin Cash fork, and by participating, I mean that I imported my address into a client that accepted Bitcoin Cash, and it was able to basically pull those funds, the funds that were assigned to my private key, and I was able to redeem it. However, that's quite a process.
Yeah.
And so my thought process here is that if I just keep the cold wallet where it is, regardless if there's 20 forks down the road, 30 years from now, we have 20 different versions of Bitcoin, God forbid.
Yep.
In theory, I would think that cold wallet should still be viable to do all those redemptions.
It should be.
If I didn't touch it and I just left it where it was, and 20 years from now, the cards fall as they may, that address in theory should still be good. Would you agree?
It should. Here's the problem, at least as the way I see it, is technology is always changing. And so it's not to say that address will be bad. Those bitcoins will be there because every time it forks, every time Bitcoin forks, which has happened now three times, I believe, two or three, depending on, how you look at it. We can talk about those in a moment. But your Bitcoin private key gives you access to the original Bitcoin and the new forked version. So Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Gold or this Bitcoin Diamond, which some people are saying is a scam. We can talk about that one coming up in moments. But as you pointed out, it's a pain in the butt to, in some cases, it can be easy depending on the platform where you're holding your Bitcoin, because some of the platforms make it easy. So like a hardware wallet like Trezor, they've just built in a key, they built in like a converter or extractor or whatever into their system. You just click a few buttons and then you get access to the new thing. That's pretty easy, and it's also very, very secure. Like a private, like the cold wallet you're talking about, the hardware wallet is like that, but a little bit better, more accessible. So you may want to consider getting something like that, because then you can crack out some of these new forked versions of Bitcoin a little bit easier. So like for me, when Bitcoin Gold came out, it's like, well, do I really want Bitcoin Gold? I mean, yeah, I can hold it, but what if it goes down in value over time? I could trade it right now and, you know, turn it into more Bitcoin, right? What it came from. That's kind of what I decided to do, was because I don't really see a use for Bitcoin Gold. I see a use for Bitcoin. It's obviously the number one thing. I see a use for Bitcoin Cash because it's, like, more useful than Bitcoin as far as you can actually use it with the low fees. But what's the use for Bitcoin Gold exactly? Not real clear on that. That doesn't mean there won't be one, or that the market won't determine that it's the better currency in the long run. I just decided, you know, Bitcoin's going up, Bitcoin's shooting up. I think I'll convert the Bitcoin Cash, the Bitcoin Gold. This is getting confusing with all these Bitcoins. But since the Bitcoin Gold was basically like free money, if you want to look at it that way, that came out of the original Bitcoin Core, I figured I'll just convert it into Bitcoin Core and have more Bitcoin Core. So that's what I ended up doing. Whereas if I'd waited 20 years, as you're talking about, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Bitcoin Gold between now and then? What if it tanks completely within that time frame? Then you'd be kicking yourself over not having done something with it now rather than waiting 10 years. Now, of course, the reverse could happen, where Bitcoin Gold could somehow surpass the original Bitcoin, and then you'd be super happy about that. But either way, if you break it out sooner rather than later, you can at least make a decision about what to do with it sooner rather than later if you wanted to do something or not. And the other thing is,
it's a really good point.
And then the other thing is that after 20 years, the technology changes, so then you would have to go back. You'd have to find some sort of thing that would allow you to break out that, use that private key to break out this old technology that you had from 20 years prior. That's not to say it would be impossible, but you know, maybe that software wouldn't be developed anymore at that point, and you'd have to go hunting for some old software that would make it easier for you to break out these old keys. So I don't know if it would necessarily be an easier task 20 years down the line.
It sounds like you're advocating for just more complexity, Ian. I mean, how much did you sell that Bitcoin Gold for? At what percentage of Bitcoin was it when you sold it? How much Bitcoin did you get for your Bitcoin Gold?
What was it? I think Bitcoin Gold was at about $360 this weekend per Bitcoin Gold. So you got, you know, you get a fraction of a Bitcoin for each Bitcoin Gold that you have. But I'd rather have it in Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, than Bitcoin Gold, because Bitcoin is shooting up like crazy, whereas Bitcoin Gold is going down in comparative value to the Bitcoin. So what were you saying there, Venkman?
I was just going to point out, I mean, I guess, and you're absolutely right, you can make use of that cryptocurrency fork to your advantage or potential disadvantage, depending on how the particular cryptocurrency may play out. I think they're just pointing out the safer bet that, you know, at least if you keep it where it is, you get an automatic hedge every time the fork occurs, right? You're getting an automatic...
It is definitely the safer bet. There's no doubt about that. Thanks, Venkman. Right. There's more coming up.
Right.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything. including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can get for your loved ones this holiday season a great gift, which is the gift of potentially better sleep via the MyPillow, what may be the best pillow you'll ever use. And if you don't agree that it's the best pillow, you can send it back to them and get your purchase price back within the first 60 days. So they are guaranteeing your satisfaction at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That'll get you 50% off of your MyPillow, or two for the price of one, however you want to look at that. Go to MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you do keep it, as I have done, because it is a great pillow, by the way, it's washable, so you can actually put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. The pillow is designed also to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's great. Go try it for yourself or your loved one. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and they guarantee the pillow is going to last you for at least 10 years. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency tonight. It's a big day in the world of crypto with Bitcoin sitting at around 9,700 U.S. dollars. It has now crossed through 9,700 U.S. dollars, according to CoinMarketCap.com. The total market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies combined now over $300 billion, up from $200 billion earlier this month, up from $100 billion back in June. It's been an incredible run-up for the world of cryptocurrencies. Let's go to Nathan, though. He's calling us, I believe, from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I was just reading the Twitter rules before I called you. They start out by saying that everyone should have the right to freely share information and ideas without any kind of barriers. And this is interesting because I called before about the YouTube censorship stuff, if you remember that kind of that thing.
You're talking about, when you say YouTube censorship, do you mean where YouTube has restricted advertising to more family-friendly channels?
Not just that. They recently, took down a video and permabanned an account of someone I know.
Didn't they do that to Chris Cantwell, too, the white nationalist guy?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so there's this story with Twitter, because Twitter just permabanned a comedian that I follow who had about 80,000 followers. And it kind of gets to the heart of this whole social media censorship thing, because, you know, the common retort that you hear when you bring this kind of thing up is, you know, it's their platform, it's their rules.
Yeah, it's not technically censorship unless the government does it, is it?
Right, correct.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case. No? I think it's a neutral term. Just if you're preventing, if you're silencing someone, then you're censoring them.
People use the term interchange. Like this guy on YouTube, I know, this is a kind of a separate thing. He had a video locked into private mode for supposedly misleading tags, and they didn't, you know, the appeal didn't go through, and there was nothing misleading about it. I watched the video, and there was nothing, you know, violent or hateful or anything about it.
Okay.
But, you know, YouTube reviewed it and said, hey, this video, you're not allowed to share this video. Censorship, soft censorship, I mean, whatever you want to call it, they are engaging in this. All the big platforms are Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I think Cantwell was also banned from Facebook at the same time. Even like OkCupid, I think, got rid of him.
So what's the point? Are you upset that these companies are doing that, or what?
Well, the point is what I'm upset about is that they lie about it, and I mean literally what they lie about it. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, was interviewed last week sometime on NBC. And he point blank lied and said, we don't censor people. You know, if you have hateful, violent content, you know, we'll censor that for the users. But hey, if you have an idea to share, if you want to talk freely, you know, we do not censor you.
Unless it's hateful or violent.
Right. An obvious lie. I mean, this comedian that was permabanned from Twitter, I follow him. There's nothing hateful about what he posts.
What did he post what did they ban him for?
Well, he believes it's under the harassment provisions because I guess
meaning he was allegedly harassing somebody with his account.
Right. He believes it's because he used a kind of slur against someone who that could have been potentially interpreted as being bad, you know. And so it's this is the thing is that this comes on the heel of last week when they de-verified several people, including the guy that organized that Charlottesville thing. And that's a complete a contradiction as well, because verification was never meant to be an endorsement, but now Twitter is basically, once that guy, that one of Chris Cantwell's comrades or whatever, applied for his verification badge, you know, so you know it's the real person, then Twitter suddenly became very moralistic. So, oh, we can't abide a white nationalist being verified on Twitter.
Look, I don't stand up for white nationalism or anything like that. I'm against racism, but I do believe in freedom of speech, but I also believe in the right to private property, and Twitter is private property. If they decide they don't want racism on their private property, they should be allowed to kick those people out. We don't allow racism on our internet forum. So, you know, if you want to...
But you're open about that. Like, don't you state somewhere
in the terms of service. Yeah, it's in the terms of service. And I suspect that's in the terms of service of Twitter. Twitter as well. It's just that ours are a lot shorter, so it's easier. If you're going to read some terms of service, ours are a lot easier. So I don't know. It's just hard for me to get really upset about all this. Look, some big mega national corporation doesn't owe you anything. They don't owe you the ability to post anything on their platform. So
exactly.
Go somewhere else.
That's why people need to build alternative platforms. But
Didn't the right-wingers build something called gab.ai, or isn't that like a right-wing thing?
Well, it's not right-wing. It's just that Twitter is, you know, banning right-wing people, so they're going there.
Because
they're a free speech platform.
Okay.
Right. It's a dedicated – the guy who founded it is – I think he's a Trump supporter. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, like, policy is supposed – and it's funny. Twitter started out that way, too. So, you know, who knows how these things are going to go.
Twitter started out being Trump supporters?
Or, no, being like a free speech, you know, platform where, you know, hey, you could post anything, you could just whatever, you can dox people. And, of course, you know, doxing is generally considered to be harassment. This is the thing. That's what bugs me, is that they lie about it. You know, they go on TV, literally lie about who they censor. And that basically makes it harder to build the alternative platform. Because people think, oh, well, he said they don't discriminate, so it must be fine.
Well, I mean, it's always hard to build an alternative platform because you're dealing with trying to compete with the behemoth, I mean, the Goliath
right.
on the block, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. It's going to be hard to dethrone those things. But, you know, we've got our forum over at forum.freetalklive.com, and I'm very happy to say that a lot of people have gotten over there, and they are having conversations that are not dependent on a mega corporation to decide whether they like them or not. And so the more alternatives we can create, the better. Let a thousand flowers blossom, as far as I'm concerned. I can't stand these mega social media platforms. I hate the fact that I feel like I have to be on them, but I do. I feel like I have to be there because so many other people are there, and if I'm not there, then, you know, that's bad of me because, you know, here we are with this Free Talk Live Facebook group for Free Talk Live amplifiers. It would look bad if I was like, yeah, you guys have fun in your group. I'm not going to be in it, you know, so I have to be there to some extent. And then there's just some people who you can only reach through Facebook, and it's frustrating. I wish I didn't have to be there. I really wish I could get away from it, but I can't. I can try to restrict my own usage of it, and I find that to be very difficult because I've got a problem. I obviously have a problem. I have not clicked my notifications in a long time, like in months now. So that's good. I've managed to restrict myself on that through, you know, just willpower alone. But I have yet to actually successfully stop myself from visiting the site multiple times every single day. Anyway, so even though I'm not looking at the notifications, I'll still go there and I'll still like check the groups for new posts or whatever. So it's a struggle. Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, although I am spending a lot more time on the Free Talk Live forums these days because more people are posting there. There's more content there. There's more reason to keep going back. And, of course, that's free at forum.freetalklive.com. And there's more forums there like the New Hampshire cryptocurrency forums and more. So check that out. More coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and that Skype username for you is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get signed up as an amplifier if you like Free Talk Live. You want to help support the show, help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. You can do that for $5 a month, or you can use Bitcoin if you'd like over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks and like access to that AMP-only Facebook group, or the badge, the special Free Talk Live amplifier badge that you get on your user account over at the Free Talk Live forum if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. So get the details, get signed up, and help us out. We appreciate it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Tom, in Baltimore, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks,
Happy
Tom.
Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I appreciate that you guys are 7 days a week. You're real troopers. I mean that. A lot of folks, you know, we're old, we're homebound, and, you know, it's nice to have somebody to count on each and every day. And you're one of the few radio programs, I believe, that actually operate 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I know a lot of people appreciate it. I'm one of them.
Aw, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, another thing that I always liked about Free Talk Live when I used to listen to it, Ian, was that you guys were, you and Mark were just real. You always said what you really believed, and you don't have, even though you've got a real slick production, Ian, you're still not insincere.
Thank you. That's awfully nice. Well, Tom, what else were you calling about tonight?
Ian is quite the wordsmith, isn't he?
Yes.
I agree with you there. and when he's not eloquent to certain folks, it's not because he can't. It's because he likes to toy with them a bit.
All right, that's enough of that. Go ahead with what you're calling about.
That's always good for a good radio. I want to mention to the fellow Dan in New York, New York courts.gov has a housing section, and he can get a free attorney there. They provide free mediation. He can have them even appoint a guardian.
Are you talking about Dave in New York, the crazy caller from the first hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just to make sure I understood what you were talking about there. Yeah, I don't think that Dave needs to be going to any attorneys whatsoever. He just needs to leave his landlord alone. He wants to get his landlord's email address so he can bug him via email when he's already trying to bug him via phone call.
Well, but they have e-court in New York, which means that you don't actually have to deal with anyone but email. You can actually do all of your complaints and your requests via email in the housing court.
Gotcha.
And they'll actually walk you through it. My question, though, was about Bitcoin. Relative to people not thinking that it's a currency, if we look at currency or money simply as a tool for doing transactions, there would be a legitimate argument that Bitcoin is legitimate money. But what makes you think that there wouldn't be the same pitfalls as with all our other money systems, for example? Who's to say that a 51% group hasn't gotten together and is already pulling the strings behind the scenes? Even the delay you talk about relative to transactions can be exploited relative to the amount of money that's in the Bitcoin system right now. So
is your concern, let me see if I'm understanding the question, is your concern that there's a 51% attack on Bitcoin, which is, for listeners that are unfamiliar, if someone were to have 51% of the mining capacity in Bitcoin, then they would be able to do an attack basically on the Bitcoin network and kind of have some level of control over it. Is that what you're asking about?
Exactly. Also, the fees. I can see where the fees could be exploited. And at the end of the day, the Federal Reserve, they routinely offset any changes in their banking system that they deem to not be healthy for the money system. In other words, if they see transactions that they think are unbalanced because they're concerned about the supply of money, the velocity of money, they'll just offset it. They'll just cancel it out. And they routinely do that as a way to look out in their mind for the American people's benefit. Actually, it's, of course, for their ultimate benefit because they're the ones making the money. So they have a vested interest in keeping those prices and the banking system working in a stable manner.
So, question,
I think one difference is that a majority hash power miner couldn't create money. All they could do, as far as I know, is double spend some money and increase their own holding somehow at the expense of someone else.
They'd also have a lot of weight to throw around in a potential fork situation.
Sure. Bankers routinely, they create inflation and then they sell their stocks before the market crashes and then they buy up the stocks at cheaper prices. I can see if we look at Bitcoin as a stock that I can see they would exploit that as well, that they would benefit from crashing the system or maybe just pumping it up a bit, dumping it down, pumping it up like we see in the stock market.
Well, yeah, I think they could do that, but central banks can create money, and that's no secret. It's what they do. It's sort of their purpose. Mm-hmm. And they can create money and get it, get that high-powered money, and spend it on worse than silliness.
That's my point.
But a 51% mining consortium cannot create bitcoins that otherwise would not be created. Bitcoins are created at a certain rate, and that is and 51% majority hash power doesn't give you any special powers in that regard. You can't create money that that wouldn't otherwise be created in Bitcoin.
Also, if you want to, you can go to there's a website called coin.dance. Strange URL, but that's what it is. Coin.dance, and you can go there and look at the blocks page, and it'll actually show you a breakdown of the mining the mining pools of the world, how many of them are mining Bitcoin, and you know, like what percentage of the mining power that they have, and not a single one is over 50%. I don't think any of them are even close to that. So unless there's some sort of cartel,
in and of itself a problem is because if the blockchain can be monitored and viewed, the transactions can be traced. What if the government intervenes and does a civil asset forfeiture or puts a hold on account?
Well, that's one of the reasons why some people are not as interested in Bitcoin these days and more interested in alternatives of the more privacy-oriented coins like Zcash or Monero. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And those are Zcash and Monero, probably the two most preeminent, most respected, I guess, privacy coins out there. Government is not going to be tracking those things. They have built in some technology there that makes them pretty rock solid as far as privacy is concerned. But yeah, Bitcoin's a public ledger. Anybody with your Bitcoin address can go and look and see how much Bitcoin's sitting in that address. But on the other side, you can generate new addresses every time you receive funds. So it can be difficult for all but the most skilled people to try to assess how much Bitcoin any one person has with the newer kind of wallets that they have out there. Johnny Ray, let's break from the Bitcoin talk about a different aspect of economics, which is economics in one lesson. Henry Hazlitt, short chapter this week on, in my book, it is chapter 19, I believe it is. Chapter 19. This one is called Enough to Buy Back the Product, which brings up a certain economic fallacy that some people apparently advocate for. I'd never heard it before.
I think Mark kind of alluded to it last week when he was talking about his sales, how he could use how he could use sales to destroy the idea that people should
be able to buy back the product.
Yeah.
Well, the argument is that from people that want to raise wages, for instance, supposedly, that, well, we need to raise the wage so the person who's making this boat can afford to buy the boat that they're making.
Right.
Which also doesn't hold water when we're talking about people who are making, let's say, you know, a thimble or a pack of gum or a thumbtack or something like that. I mean, those are not expensive products, so are they not supposed to make as much money as the boat manufacturer people? I mean, it breaks down. It's so easy to break down this argument.
I think the proponent of the idea that that the worker should be able to buy back the product would say that everybody should be able to buy a
gold watch or what?
No, everybody should be, if they're a dressmaker, then they should make enough to be able to buy a certain number of dresses every year that keeps them in that is appropriate. And a yacht, everybody working to build yachts should maybe make enough money to buy one yacht in their lifetime.
But he then talks about how raising the wages of people across the board only ends up hurting everybody in the long run through lost productivity. Without getting into more detail, you can check out the book Economics in One Lesson. It's free to read online. Henry Hazlitt's the author. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.